You're listening to SBS News.
Jack Mundy was a man who never stopped standing up for what he believed in.
There must be, in all this city area, provision for working class people, for people of low and middle income, to be able to reside in the area.
As Sydney entered a construction boom in the 1970s, Mr. Mundy rose to prominence as leader of the Builders Labourers Federation. He crusaded for green bans, where builders refused to work on projects considered socially or environmentally undesirable. The ban helped save dozens of historic sites, including Sydney's iconic The Rocks area, now one of the city's top tourist attractions. Greens leader Adam Bandt paid his respects.
Jack showed us what true leadership is like, and it means standing up for what you believe in, standing up to protect the environment and standing up to protect people. He stood up for what was right, and for that we pay tribute to Jack Mundy and thank him for everything that he did.
Mr. Mundy's first green ban victory was against the planned development of Kelly's Bush beside Sydney's harbour. His wife Judy Mundy said in 2016 it had wide popular support.
There was a big public meeting, showed the union that there was a tremendous amount of public support in the area for retention of this public bushland.
More than 40 green bans followed in the coming decades as the movement spread throughout Australia and abroad. Former Greens leader Bob Brown says Mr. Mundy helped in Tasmania.
He came to Tasmania during the Franklin campaign and certainly inspired us to move ahead with the peaceful blockade which saved the Franklin River. But he also, through the green bans, inspired the world to protect its natural and human heritage.
Family, friends and those who knew Jack Mundy say his legacy will echo through the ages. CFMEU National Construction Secretary Jack Noonan says he is proud of Jack Mundy's achievements.
Every Australian has benefited from the life of Jack Mundy. He's a giant not just of the trade union movement but of Australian public life. I considered him a personal friend and knew him for many years, and I think his legacy will continue on. In his union, the CFMEU, he was a life member of our union, and we're very proud to have him as one of us and to continue to follow his vision.
Friend and former New South Wales Greens Senator Lee Rhiannon says there is much to celebrate.
That commitment to fairness, justice, peace, and he really did work for socialism with a human face, framed Jack's life, which was indeed so wonderful. He's sorely missed, but we do have a lot to celebrate.
A member of the Communist Party, Mr. Mundy was also described as a unionist who encouraged inclusivity by supporting women's liberation, LGBTIQ plus rights and migrant workers. In his senior years, Mr. Mundy continued fighting for the nation's heritage, successfully campaigning to protect the former Sirius public housing building in the Rocks. Jack Mundy is survived by his wife, Judy. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.